Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
You know, the fraud is bad. And, you know, when the vice president came here to expose it, that is what the people of Maine are waiting for. Like, you know, Vice President Vance said, you know, we're going to hold people accountable. And until people in Maine start seeing handcuffs on people like this and Gateway Community Services, they don't believe it's real because it's so astounding.
John Featherston, I've never loved you more than I loved you at that moment when you were talking with Dr. Oz. Explaining until the people of, again, it's messaging. How many times do we say this, Paul? It's messaging. People need to understand. Until we see someone hauled away in cuffs for ripping us off, we're not going to be satisfied. How did you link up with Oz, Dr. Oz, to give him a tour of some of these sketchy, sus home healthcare operations in our state, John?
Well, good morning, guys. And first, I just have to admit, I laughed out loud when I was listening to Paul's newscast that DHS has rigorous. I wouldn't be, you know, talking with the Vice President of the United States or Dr. Oz if we had rigorous methods in place. But to answer the question, good morning, guys. Rick. You know, because our reporting at the Maine Wire, you know, the federal government is paying attention. Augusta is not, but the federal government is paying attention. And I get a call on Monday. Are you available to meet Dr. Oz? Not originally at that location that we ended up at. And I was like, yeah. And the location changed multiple times. But, you know, when the man investigating autism fraud in Maine calls, you drop everything else and you go and meet him. What a nice guy, wonderful guy. He truly cares. And in that clip, you can hear me saying that, you know, the people of Maine are not going to believe it's, you know, real until we see people in handcuffs. You know, he literally put his hand on my shoulder and said, John, it's coming. It's coming. You know, accountability is coming. And if you watch his press conference yesterday in Pennsylvania,
yep.
You know, they dropped the hammer yesterday. They dropped the hammer in Minnesota. The hammer's coming to, you know, Maine. And, you know, I saw a post by Matt Dunlap yesterday saying that Dr. Oz is lying, which is insinuating that I'm lying. You know, Matt Dunlap, you're the auditor, and you think I'm lying, and you think Dr. Oz is lying? No. I mean, what are we doing here, Matt Dunlap?
It's coming, he says. For some time, we've been talking about Maine needs to save itself. And J.D. Vance hinted at that when he came here. John Featherston of the Maine Wire here with us. J.D. Vance hinted at that. You've got to change the makeup of Augusta if you're going to start to see some of the cases that are brought forward prosecuted, because Maine's House decides who the attorney general is, and the AG, as we understand it right now, this AG and the AG Janet Mills, when Paula Page was bringing forward all of the cases, they weren't interested, John, in taking them to court.
No. And one thing that I highlighted with Dr. Oz is you do realize that the taxpayers of Maine are on the hook of anything that you're going to say was fraudulent and can prove that was fraudulent, and you pull back from the state of Maine. It's already been budgeted for in the current budget with Maine. They know that this was bad, but they're still doubling down and going to make these organizations whole if the federal government comes down on them. And as I stressed to Dr. Oz, the financial piece is horrific. And totally, you know, unacceptable. The human element is even worse. So there's two crimes committed on each one of these fraud incidents. One, you're stealing your taxpayer dollars, and it is. It's theft. But more importantly, you're not taking care of your most vulnerable people. And that, to me, is the real crime.
How many charges did we see filed in Pennsylvania? More than a handful yesterday that Oz announced when he was there. And I'd like to see something happen in Maine. Is there a timeline when we can see something happen here?
I've been told, not by Dr. Oz, but I've been told by other very reliable sources that it's coming before the election. And I'm like, what are we waiting for? You know, I mean, the Maine Wire, especially Steve Robinson and myself, we know all the phone numbers. We know all the addresses. We know all of the billing. Like, what are we waiting for? Let's go. You know, Like, let's go. You know, and you, just because you arrest somebody or indict somebody doesn't, you know, they're innocent until proven guilty. I'm a firm believer in that. Mm-hmm. But there is enough smoke that the place is on fire. People need to be held accountable because it's a huge problem. And in a state where your property taxes are out of control, your electric bills are out of control, every stolen tax dollar is multiplied, you know, exponentially on this just blatant theft. And people need to be in handcuffs.
How do you think the legacy media in the state has done in covering Dr. Oz and his visit to Maine?
I was told, because I do not read the Bangor Daily News, I was told that there was a line in the Bangor Daily News saying that I was speculating on everything that I was talking to Dr. Oz. No, I know for fact what I was talking to Dr. Oz about. The legacy media, I think they ran a little bit because Dr. Oz did have coffee with Governor LePage, and they're trying to say, you know, that, you know, that, you know, Dr. Oz is saying 90% of the autism billing is fraudulent in Maine, and he's correct. But they're trying to, you know, brush it under the rug, much like, you know, up in Bangor when New Center Maine said to, you know, the vice president, well, what else do you have? You know, like, you know, they're just turning a blind eye to all of this. And that is a major contributor in this fraud being allowed to run rampant, is the mainstream media doesn't cover it.
I like the fact you took him to, you didn't go to Gateway, you went to Paradise?
Right, Paradise Residential Services. Yep.
Which is an empty building now, isn't it?
It's an empty building because one day I showed up earlier this spring, and the president of the company was getting out of her very nice Mercedes, and I said, good morning, I'm John from the Maine Wire. Can I ask you some questions? And she literally jumped in her car and drove away, and days later, Paradise Residential was out of business.
Well, maybe that's the solution. You know what? Instead of waiting for the Mills administration to shut him down, maybe we could just start a GoFundMe page to buy you the necessary coffee that you need for Coffee with Fetty and the gasoline, compensate you for the mileage, and just have you go show up, meet the people running these operations, just say good morning. They're going to get in the car and they're going to start driving. And I don't care where they stop, as long as it's outside the state of Maine. And then the next couple of days, that building that was sucking money out of us is dark. If that's the way we got to get it done, John.
You're our only hope,
well,
John.
That's what we've been trying.
You're our only hope.
If that's the case, we're really in trouble. But, you know, but as I told Dr. Oz even, is that they just, you know, they either, you know, fold up the company and they go away, or they go back to their country of origin, or they just put it in their spouse's name or their nephew's name or their cousin's name. It's a huge problem. And here's the thing. The legacy media people all know that it's a problem because they all come up to me and ask me questions about it. You know, they never report on it, but they ask me questions about it. They know it's a problem. And here's the thing. We do find good companies out there, and that is one thing I do have to stress to people. There are good companies doing good work out there. It's just, unfortunately, the overwhelming majority of the companies are not good companies. So it's not like everybody is committing fraud. It's not. But it's a rampant problem. And here's the thing. Like, if Mills thinks that she can run out the clock on the vice president and Oz, I think she's wrong. Because you're starting to see that accountability in California, Minnesota, Ohio, Pennsylvania. It's coming this way, and the accountability is coming. It's taking longer than I had hoped for, but it is coming. And how are they going to spin this, guys? How are they going to spin it when, you know, the indictments do come down?
Are they going to spin it, or are they just going to ignore it?
Well, they've been ignoring it so far.
Yeah.
They've definitely been ignoring it so far.
Yeah, past performance is the best indicator of future behavior, and that may be very well what... Although when Oz comes to town, you can't ignore it. And so they couldn't ignore this. Maybe when the indictments come down, maybe they won't ignore it. Although I think a lot of them did give Gateway a good leaving alone.
Yeah, they give it a good way. You know, and I was thinking about this yesterday because somebody texted me and said, you know, it's pretty amazing, John. You can talk to the vice president of the United States and you can talk to Dr. Oz, but you can't talk to Shanna Bellows. And I'm like, you know, that put it in perfect context. You know, it put it in perfect context. Is like, that is what the problem here in Maine is the feds are taking this seriously. But, you know, Janet Mills, how many times have I been to her office and asked her questions about this and I don't get a return phone call or an email, or, you know, Shanna Bellows, you know, slams another door in my face and doesn't want to talk to me. But the feds want to talk to me. Hmm. I mean, doesn't that sum it all up right there?
I think here's the big question looking way in advance here, way in advance. Voters in Maine, they finally realize enough is enough. We got more than enough reasons to flip the House, flip the Senate, flip the Blaine House, turn it red. What in the world are you going to do?
More than enough.
What are you going to do?
Well, it's going to take time. Imagine the stories that, you know, we can probably write stories for months about, you know, what the follow-up is going to be, what this jail sentence is going to be, what the pullback is going to be. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, there's always, you know, crime and there's always investigative journalism being done. But I would cherish the opportunity to start writing those stories that accountability is come because you have a new regime change up in Augusta. Because if you don't turn the House and the Senate and the governorship in this next election, Maine is lost, in my opinion. I mean, it's going to be truly lost. It's going to become so unaffordable. So many businesses are going to age out. Young people are going to leave because they can't afford to live here. And it's going to be a disaster. And if people aren't paying attention, you've got to pay attention before November.
We'll always have Lewiston, John. Because there will always be something happening in Lewiston. Yeah.
I hope you didn't, but did you see the two-hour? Only Lewiston City Council can have a two-hour discussion and then have a unanimous vote on the resolution.
For the money for the overtime.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.